You're listening to Real World News, Extractive Industries.
Guatemala, community testimonies on political murder of teacher Adolfo Ichaman by TGN Mining Company. On September 27th, Adolfo Ichaman was murdered, becoming another violent act exerted by transnational corporations against communities facing eviction. Precisely, the murder against the community leader took place in the framework of the eviction of Quechi community Nube Blanca in Izabal Department. Reportedly, security forces of CGN Nickel Company are responsible for torturing and killing the teacher. Real World Radio interviewed family and friends of Adolfo Ichaman in La Unión community. Victorino Tejasuk, member of SEIVA, Friends of the Earth Guatemala, talked about the context of the murder. We also interviewed Edgar Giovanni Ichtok, 24 years old, son of the murdered teacher. We will continue struggling so that they don't subdue our rights as indigenous people and to recover the lands which traditionally belong to us, said Edgar. There are 9 indigenous communities and many social movements resisting CGN company in El Estor. However, Guatemalan authorities have not even shown their condolences to the family or the murdered teacher, which makes us think that there is some kind of complicity with these companies, said his son. Adolfo H. was beaten severely and then shot. Adolfo was a brother-in-law of Ramiro Chuck, community leader imprisoned in February 2008, who has not been tried yet due to lack of evidence. Hector Jerónimo Jiménez, from the indigenous group Sinra Salapan, also denounced the murder and expressed his solidarity. The communities are trying to turn pain into courage to face transnational corporations. Real World Radio also talked to Mario Nick, spokesperson of San Juan Zacatepeque's communities. These communities in particular are facing the expansion of cement company Cementos Progreso and are living amongst the violence exerted by corporations to open their way on the territories. Based on the long list of violent events perpetrated by extractive companies against communities, Mario Nick demands that these companies leave their territories and accuses the government of covering the terrorist action of the companies.
You're listening to Real World News.